Phantom of the Opera has been a sensation since it debuted in London in October of 1986, spawning productions from Budapest, Hungary to Shanghai, China, a 2004 movie, and an online store. The producers say more than 80 million people have seen the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical in 22 productions worldwide. 11 million of them have seen the lavish Broadway production, which arrived in 1988. After 18 years, it has become Broadway's longest-running show, beating the previous record holder, Cats, also by Andrew Lloyd Webber, who was in New York for the record-breaking performance.
I'm overwhelmed by it. I don't really know how to put it into words. I feel very humbled by the whole thing. It's certainly not something I ever anticipated I would do, and it's not something I know I'm going to do again.
Laying on stage, your devotees are on their knees to implore you.
The extravagant show is based on a French novel about a disfigured composer who wears a mask and lurks in the catacombs of the Paris Opera House, where he falls in love with a young opera singer and uses all of his wiles to promote her career. Lush sets include a huge chandelier that crashes to the ground in one of the show's most memorable scenes.
Sunset, tremulous and tender, turn your face away from the garish light of day, turn your thoughts away.
The Phantom of the Opera was the last collaboration between two contemporary theater legends, Andrew Lloyd Webber and producer Cameron Mackintosh. Mackintosh now has the distinction of having produced the three longest-running shows in Broadway history, Phantom, Cats, and Les Miserables. He was also in town to watch The Phantom make Broadway history, attributing much of the show's success to its romantic atmosphere and music.
In one's life, there's often someone that you think, if only, and I think that we respond to that, and in the way that you're taken into this magic place underneath the Opera House, in this beautiful lush setting with Andrew's soaring and romantic music, you can get yourself lost in it.
The show has earned a staggering $3.2 billion worldwide and is still filling theaters, sometimes with repeat audiences. Andrew Lloyd Webber thinks the timeless aspects of the romance lure audiences.
I think people relate to the Phantom in his isolation. I think people, perhaps in a way, yearn for a kind of high romantic piece like this in times like today. I don't think the appeal of the Phantom seems to have changed at all over the years.
Actor Howard McGillen is back playing the role of the Phantom after a record-setting 1,400 performances from 1999 until 2003.
I think there's something in this character that we all identify with, his pain, that unrequited love that we've all experienced at some time or other, as well as, I think, a little bit of the not feeling like we fit in the world. Obviously, he takes that to an extreme. That is it's very touching, and it's very cathartic to play that every night.
The Phantom may have had troubles finding a place to fit in at the Paris Opera House, but time has proven that he's right at home on Broadway. Barbara Schatzel, VOA News, New York.
That's all I ask for you.
Let me be your shelter. Let me be.